Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And from Brussels and politics, we move to Russia. As Secretary of State John Kerry has, he's holding talks with Russia's President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Syria is on the table, but also Ukraine, where protests toppled the pro-Russian government 2 years ago. You may remember Russia then annexed the Black Sea Peninsula of Crimea and supported pro-Russian rebels who were fighting for independence against Ukrainian forces in eastern Ukraine. Well, that conflict has claimed more than 9,000 lives. The BBC's Tom Burridge is in Kiev, which has been mostly calm since the 2014 protests that toppled the government. But Tom, what about to the east? We read that a ceasefire is holding, but what do you see?
Yeah, I mean, Robin, I wouldn't use the word ceasefire. I think we've all fallen into that trap of hearing about that so-called deal done in Minsk. The reality is on the ground in eastern Ukraine, there is simply not a ceasefire. I was over there about a week ago, week and a half. And there is fighting every day in eastern Ukraine. It's not the high-level fighting. The front line is not shifting. There is a sort of stalemate, if you like, and people talk about this frozen conflict. It's a bit misleading, that term, because It is still a conflict, but essentially nothing is changing in rebel territory and, you know, west of that in government-controlled Ukraine.
Well, how about on the politics side? Is that frozen as well? There was supposed to be an election.
Well, recent talks between Russia and Ukraine, also present France and Germany, two other major leading countries on this, actually made no progress at all in Paris. So my sort of impression is that really we've reached a diplomatic stalemate too. It's just not realistic to see elections held. Big fundamental questions about the status of that territory, about control of the border between Ukraine and Russia are just not on the table at the moment until there is a proper ceasefire. And even if there is, I think those are just such intractable issues that are very, very difficult to see solved in the near future.
And then very briefly, we have the story of this female Ukrainian pilot. She says she was abducted by Russians. They say they captured her after she directed ground missiles that killed two Russian journalists. We remember that story. She's just been sentenced to 22 years in prison in Russia. Just briefly, how are Ukrainians responding to that?
Well, it's a massive story here. You know, for Ukrainians, she is a victim of this widely perceived Russian aggression. That's what it's seen as in much of Ukraine. They really see that Russia is involved militarily. And, you know, they just see her case, this one woman, Nadia Savchenko, who has become a real hero for many Ukrainians because her defiance in that courtroom in Russia has been constant, even in the face of pretty much what the West believes was a fixed trial, a political trial. She has remained defiant, but there is just speculation about whether she might be swapped for two alleged Russian soldiers who were captured by the Ukrainian authorities. And Ukrainian president has said he's willing to swap these two alleged Russian soldiers. Russia says they're not Russian soldiers, that they'd already left the army. Very complicated. But essentially, there might be a prisoner swap, some kind of deal in the future.
And the near future, Secretary of State John Kerry is in Russia.
He is, yeah. But, I would doubt whether there's going to be any significant diplomatic progress, as I've said. I just think that they've reached a bit of a deadlock. Russia still denies that militarily it has been involved in eastern Ukraine, despite a lot of evidence to the contrary. And, you know, in terms of the intractable issues, you know, my sort of feeling is that the conflict is just going to keep on going at a sort of low level, a frozen conflict in the east. It undermines Ukraine's bid to reform and become a sort of fully sovereign, functioning democracy allied to the West.
The BBC's Tom Burridge in Kiev. Tom, thank you.
Thank you very much.